Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. You're on the air with Jen, and you are listening to Be Intuitive. My name is Jen Young, and I am here for one whole hour to talk about all of the avenues that we have to become more intuitive and to live our best life. So today we are going to really focus on what your personal year is for 2015. Now, we're already halfway through, so I'm going to be focusing on the last 6 months of the year, of course. That's what we're in. We're in June. And we've got all the way until the end of December to use this energy. All right. That's what numerology is. This is numerology. This is a forecasting tool that I use to give you an idea of what the energy of your year is all about. Okay. So I'm going to get into talking about that. Everyone is in a personal year from the numbers 1 to 9. I'll describe that in a minute. And, you know, what year are you in? Are you in a 2-year? That's about relationships. Are you in a 5-year? That's all about big changes. What if you're in an 8-year? That's all about business, about money. It's about abundance. So we're going to discuss this. You're going to find out what year you are in for 2016 so that you can, or sorry, 2015 first. Then you can really get a handle on how you can rock that out, how you can use that energy. This last 6 months, you know, it's the last push. Moving into 2016, I'll also give you that information. Why not have that as well? So you can what the energy supports and the energy you're moving into for the next year. It's awesome. For me, this is the best forecasting tool. It's not about predictions. It's not about your destiny or anything like that. It's only about what the energy is and how can you use that energy. Why wouldn't you want to know that, right? Okay, so that's what we're going to focus on in the first half hour of the show. And into the second half hour, and I will be taking callers. Last week, I missed a couple of you on calling in because I was still wrapping up the information. So this time, I'm going to make sure that I make the time. If anybody does want to call in, I will be available. I will take your call. So go ahead and you can call in now. Put yourself, you know, on the wait list, and I will get to you. I've got some cards out, and we'll definitely talk about your personal year. So. My name is Jen Young, as you know, and you can find out about me, what I do, on my website, which is jenyoung888.com. Now, my favorite place to connect is on Facebook. I'm totally into it. I love it because we can just connect with so many people on Facebook, and I just love all the articles that I find on Facebook and all the awesome quotes. You know, I'm inundated with all kinds of yummy stuff, you know, all sorts of messages from my friends, from the universe. And so my Facebook page is, I have a couple of them, but the main one is called facebook.com/Jen Young Intuitive. All right, that's the one where you're going to find a lot of inspirational and motivational. Now, there's one on eating and nutrition as well. So that one is called facebook.com/spiritual eating. Now, spiritual eating is all about eating to fuel your body, eating for you to raise your intuition, to take it higher. You know, and we all now are aware, thank goodness, of the importance of what you put in your body. Food is not just for pleasure. It is fuel. And you can either be putting in, you know, the high octane, you know, the really good stuff, or you can be putting in, you know, unleaded fuel in a car that cannot accept that, and that would be like processed foods and that kind of thing. So this gives you an idea of what you can do just by eating a couple of meals a day. This is what you can do to take yourself higher. Talk about increased intuition, you know, where your body is functioning so high that you feel so good, and that's what it's all about. When you feel good, you feel confident, you feel strong, you're exercising. You're getting, your blood is becoming oxygenated. There's so much to it. And you put it all together and you are going to outperform the old you. The new you who is eating for fuel for the body is going to outperform the old you who was just eating for pleasure or eating for emotional reasons or, you know, that kind of thing. All right, guys. So this spiritual eating page is really fantastic. It's there's so much information on there. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit too, because I just posted on my Facebook page, Jen Young Intuitive, a whole load of events that I'm doing. I mean, I feel like I was hibernating for a little bit. For me, this spring was a lot of prep work. I don't know for you, but if you're listening to the show, whatever I'm saying is going to resonate with you in some way, shape, or form, because like attracts like. The people in your life, in your universe, the people you see, the events that happen, are a direct reflection, correlation to the vibration that you are emanating. All right, that's why when I say take it higher, folks, like feel better, eat better, sleep better, improve your relationships, become self-aware. It's going to, as you do this, you become more awesome and more awesome, and then your world, which is a direct outward reflection of you, is going to show that. It cannot help but show that, right? And you guys know how it goes. You start off like your day on a bad note, it just gets worse and worse and worse. You start out on a good note, it gets better, better, better. And, a lot of people say that's fluff. And of course, if you're saying all this and you're not actually doing the means to achieve it, you're not taking action, you're not sincere, or you don't really believe it, then it won't happen. So I'm talking about my job is to inspire you so that you become a person who believes in it. And then when he or she does it, you guys, you're just going to be so much more, I guess, just more able to create the life that you want to create. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you know what I mean, right? All right, so let's get to some events that I'm doing. You guys, you know where my website is and my Facebook, and that's where all my events are. But basically, I've got a couple goodies coming up. The first one is the New Moon Readings at Kaleidoscope Angels. Kaleidoscope Angels is a healing center in Douglasville, PA. So if you're local, come out and see me. These readings, I utilize the new moon, the properties of the new moon, and we use that to set intentions, to set goals, and to take you higher. So if you want to come out and see me, it's only $2 a minute. You choose the length of time. And sometimes people book in their spot so they make sure that they get me, because usually as people are coming in through the day, I get booked up. I'm only there from 11 to 4. So if you want to call in or email me or message me to book your spot, please do that. So that's going to be July 11th at Kaleidoscope Angels. And then I will be at a couple of really fun events. I did this last Friday night at Eat, Drink, Yoga Studio in Westchester, PA. And we did a Vinyasa, Vino, and Angel card reading. And it was so much fun. So I'm doing two more. I'm doing another one at Eat, Drink, Yoga Cafe in Westchester on July 17th, 6 o'clock. Again, that's a really small little studio. So please, if you want me to ensure your spot, you got to call me or Susan Sluke, the owner. But it's Eat, Drink, Yoga Studio in Westchester, Yoga Cafe, actually, in Westchester, PA. And, of course, we supply the wine, and I have the angel cards, and we go over your numerology. It's so much fun after Susan kicks our asses in yoga, which she did for me last week. It was awesome. So that's at 6 p.m., and that is definitely something that you'll want to reserve, because I think there's only like 5 or 6 spots there. It's a teeny tiny studio, but it is one of my favorites. So that's July 17th. And I'm doing another one at one of my friend's studios that I've not done an event at yet. So I'm really excited about this. Her name is Leslie Benedetti, and she owns Bliss, a yoga studio in Kennett Square. So if anybody's interested in going or living around that area, Kennett Square, PA, come out to this amazing event. So it's July 25th, 6 p.m., Bliss Yoga Studio, Kennett Square, PA. Again, you can find all this on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Jen Young Intuitive. You can go to the events part of the page and see all this. And there's a little more room at Leslie's, so that's a good thing. But definitely you'll want to sign up to make sure you don't miss out. All right, two more big events. Okay, so this one is, you can live anywhere in the world and join me for this one. Once again, I'm doing a detox 21-day cleanse with the folks at Eat, Drink, Yoga Cafe in Westchester. But that does not mean that you have to be there, okay? This is all virtual. So we start July 5th, okay? So you've got all the way from now until July 4th to indulge. But actually, I recommend scaling down the negative things that you put in your body, because that by the time you get to July 5th, you want to be prepared for your cleanse, okay? So all the information is on my, well, a lot of the information is on my events that I put up on my Facebook page. But please email me. I will send you the food list, an average day on the cleanse, all the things you need. You need a juicer, or at least you need to find a place where you can get juice every day. You don't need a blender, but if you like smoothies, that's fine. But this cleanse is not anything that you wouldn't just normally do, as far as you don't buy any powders. There's no potions. There's no sort of restrictions other than, okay, here comes the restriction list. Okay, it might scare you, but I just want you to really realize this is only 3 weeks, okay? And it's what you're doing is you're cleaning out and clearing out your body of so many toxins and all the junk that's stored in your fat cells. You know, you're really going to be shedding all this and letting it out. And I'm talking about fecal matter that has been in there for years. If you're a meat eater, especially, you've got a, like, it sounds really gross, but you've got a lot of fecal matter that's in your intestines. You know, it's like fermenting in there. It is no good. If you have candida or yeast problems or have yeast infections, this will cut that out. The yeast will die and it will actually be eliminated. That's a nice way to say you will be shitting it out, okay? You will be eliminating that yeast. It will not be in your body anymore. You will balance yourself out with probiotics, and then you will notice you don't have cravings for sugar. You don't have cravings for pasta or carbs or bread, honest to God, or honest to whatever. I completely believe in this. I've done it 5 times now. I've been drinking green juice for almost 3 years now, almost every single day. Change your life, okay? So let me tell you what we're going to do with this cleanse, okay? This cleanse is going to increase intuition. It's going to increase healing abilities. It's going to promote and establish emotional stability, mental clarity. You will be thinking clear. Your brain is going to be sharp, okay? It promotes, eating this way promotes healthy relationships. When you're eating clean and clear, you're exercising, taking care of yourself, sleeping well, taking naps when you need them, I'm telling you, you're going to be able to deal with people, and people are in such a great way. People are going to wonder what the hell happened to you. It is true, okay? Also, you're going to have such a sense of increased energy. The first 2 weeks, if you're not at all healthy, not a healthy eater, it's going to be hard because you'll be detoxing and feeling like crap. But I'm telling you, after the second week, for most of you who are eating generally well, your energy level goes up, okay? And another really important thing that happens when you do this 21-day cleanse is that you have a new zest for life, enthusiasm, and that's what it's all about, and that's what takes you higher. And people who are enthusiastic, their lives are always so much, they seem to be so much better, so much happier, they have good luck, you know what I mean? And pessimistic, nasty people who believe in, you know, everything going wrong, well, you can kind of see it. You can see it in their faces, you can see it in the, you know, the way that their wrinkles are on their face and their skin color. You can tell in their demeanor, their posture. I'm talking, it's this cleanse will put you on the right path, establish new patterns for you living the most exciting life you can live. And that's what it's all about, okay? So the zest for life comes back. And I want to just give you a quickie little indication of what we're letting go of and what we're going to be embracing. So my list is not in front of me, but I'm going to have it by heart. We're going to be letting go of caffeine. We're going to be letting go of alcohol. Okay, only 3 weeks, folks, 3 weeks. Caffeine, alcohol, sugar, you know, that's not the sugar that's in fruit, but sugar that you would add, right? So caffeine, alcohol, sugar, dairy. I mean, dairy, I try not to do anyway. Once in a while, I'll have the cheese and crackers at a party, but honestly, dairy actually, there's so many things about it that are negative that we really need to be aware of, and we're not, because the dairy industry does not want you to know that, because they have such a good thing going, okay? I'll explain some of the issues about dairy in another show. I'm going to do an in-depth talk on it next week, okay? We're going to get into why dairy and other substances are bad for you. It's not just, you don't just have to take my word for it. There's science behind that. All right, so let me go down the list again. Caffeine, alcohol, sugar, dairy, any processed food, okay, and meat. All right. Now, I just did a cleanse with a few people out on the West Coast. They belong to an incredible nonprofit organization called One Life Fully Lived. So you can check them out at 1, like the number 1, lifefullylived.org. And a couple of the people that tried it there did the cleanse. And, you know, they weren't all perfect, but they were pretty darn good. They lost weight. We're talking 9 pounds. We're talking 5 pounds. We're talking 11 pounds. So it's amazing how this works. And the testimonials that they got, that I got, that I received from them was just increased energy, feeling better, feeling really proud of themselves. And the list goes on. Okay, so if you're interested in doing this, it starts July 5th. I'm here for you. All you have to do is email me or message me. Tell me you're in. I'll get your contact information, and we'll be back and forth, okay? I'll be supporting you. I'll be sending you information. You can sign up and join and like my spiritual eating page. There is a private page that I have, so if you would like to join that, then we can share privately what's going on so the whole world doesn't know, you know, how, you know, constipated you were, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. All right. So just be in touch with me. I'll hook you up. Okay. So moving on from that, those are my main events. Okay. Of course, there was one more. I will be headed to Bermuda. I believe it's the 10th of September for 2 weeks. I will be at Bursalon. I will be at My Serenity, and I will be at Spirit House. So any of you, my Bermudian friends or clients are listening to this, if you'd like to book something, I've got all the dates sorted out, so just message me, email me, and let me know. I will be sending out a email for everybody, so don't worry if you forget about it. I'll definitely remind you. I'd love to get all of you packed in, because I really don't like it when I miss people, so that's going to be so much fun. Of course, what's not fun about Bermuda and seeing all my family and friends there? It's freaking amazing. So, all right, so moving on here, I'm going to now get into the meat of the show. The meat of the show, okay, so wait. One more thing, okay? I'm getting, like, you know, super messages here. There is this teacher that I have found on YouTube. And, you know, the law of attraction is always working. So if you're really into something and you're exploring something, the universe is going to give you more of that. So I have so been into Bashar, as you all know. It's a group of beings that are non-physical that come through a man called Daryl Anka. So if you want to look up Bashar on YouTube, please do it, because the messages are freaking incredible. I've also been listening to Abraham. Esther Hicks is a channel for a group of non-physical beings called Abraham that have the most incredible messages. I even went to see Esther Hicks with my friend Nancy a couple years ago, and I listened to them on and off. So YouTube, look up Abraham. You will be blown away by the awesome little clips and videos that they have. The information I know will resonate with you, because if you're listening to the show, you and I were in tune with each other, and that's why you're going to love it. So there's this other teacher who takes both the messages of Abraham and of Bashar and puts it together in his own way, and his name is Benito Massaro, last name, Massaro. He's from Amsterdam. He is only 26 years old, and he has loads of YouTube videos. He has an academy where you can learn, you know, step-by-step processes, philosophy. But I'm telling you, his philosophy is Abraham and Bashar all wrapped up into one. And so many other beautiful, wonderful teachers that I love, like Eckhart Tolle, like Alan Watts, like Ram Dass, like Wayne Dyer, you know, all these incredible people, like Carolyn Miss, and all these people that I am so in love with, because I'm not in love with them. I'm in love with the message. The message hit me like a ton of bricks probably about 10 years ago, and I haven't stopped pursuing this message and learning. So anyway, go on YouTube, check out, it's hard to say his name when you read it. It's Bentinho. Benito Massaro, Massaro. Go on. Also on my Facebook page, I picked the two videos of him that I especially like at the moment. They're the ones I have explored. So if you just go on Jen Young Intuitive on the Facebook, you'll find them. Listen. This is the way to go. And I'm telling you, you talk about accelerated motion. This message from this guy, it will take you there. It will put you on the right track. I recommend listening to one of your favorite gurus every single day, especially every morning, to set the tone for the day. Okay? All right, now I will shut it. And I will get on with the main theme today, which is what year are you in? Okay? and how can you rock out that energy? Now, there are calculations here. And what I have done is I've put a link on the Blog Talk Radio page there. If you're listening in, click on the link to my website, and it takes you to your personal year where there are instructions for the calculations. Okay, so basically, we're going to just do some simple calculations here, and I'm going to go down the list from the year 1 to 9 and let you know what year you're in. Now, we're only in a year from 1 to 9, and some people will say, like, well, Jen, well after 9, it's my 10 year. After 10, it's my 11 year. Well, you know in numerology, most of you have heard me talk before, that we're always reducing any multiple digits down to a single digit, except in some cases. But in most cases, that's how we calculate. So when we get to our 10 year, add up 1 and 0. It's 1. You get to your 11 year, add up 1 and 1. 11 is made up of 1 and 1. That's 2. So you see, we're in these 9-year cycles over and over and over again, all through our life cycle. Same with the 9 months, same with the 9, you know, and every day, there's a number for the day, 1 to 9, 1 to 9. So you're in a cycle, you personally, from 1 to 9, and I'm going to tell you how to figure out what year you're in, what number is important for you this year, what you need to focus on this year. I wouldn't say need, but, you know, what the energy supports for you this year. That's a great way to put it. All right, so here we go. We're taking a couple of numbers that are in your birth date, and we're going to add them together. We're going to take the birthday and the birth month, just those two numbers, and we're going to add them together. Okay, example for me, I'm 10/26. Okay, 10 plus 26 is 36. All right, so have you all got your number now? Okay, so again, like I was saying, all these multiple digits that you get, you just want to keep adding them together till you get that single digit. So for me, 3 and 6 is 9. Okay? So everybody, if you get a double digit when you added up the birthday and the month of your own birthday, then you want to keep adding that answer until you get a single digit. Okay, so my single digit's 9. So we are asking about the year 2015. So that's what we're going to add that number that you got. Now, 2015 is like this, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 equals 8. So take the result that you got from your birthday and your birth month and add it to the number 8, okay? So I got the number 9 for my birthday and birth month, and I'm adding 9 to 8. 9 and 8 is 17. 1, oh, but that's a double digit, right? So 1 plus 7 is 8. I happen to be in an 8 year this year. I hope you all can get that. If not, go to my website right now, JenYoung888.com. Click the numerology link, and you'll see personal year. Click that. There's directions there, okay? Also, on my Facebook page, with the post that I just put up for the radio show, I've got the directions on there as well, plus a description of each. I'm in an 8 year, so that's really important for me, and I'm going to be paying attention when I get to the description of the number 8. Okay, so let's get started here. So if you find yourself in a number 1 year, well, of course, that means new beginnings, doesn't it? All right, so the number 1 year, it's all about new beginnings. It's planting the seeds you want to see grow. It's the year to focus on the self. Standing on your own 2 feet, independence and self-reliance are highlighted. A year to turn fear into courage, okay? They're both the same end of the stick. It's just which one are you gripping onto, all right? So that's important for a number 1 year. If anybody of you, we're in a number 1 year, and it can be challenging and frightening, but just remember, your outside world is going to reflect what's going on inside. So let's latch on to courage instead of fear and find out every way that you can increase your courage, and you can make yourself feel stronger, more in control, more powerful, all right? And that's where that spiritual eating comes in, and that's where exercise comes in as well, and also therapy, different types of therapies like myofascial release, massage, acupuncture, acupressure, all that. You know, I could go on and on, but I'm going to stop there. If you guys need any, or would you care to have any information on the different types of healing modalities I have tried myself and I recommend, I can definitely help you out there, whether it's where you live here, California, Alaska, doesn't matter. Okay, you let me know. Okay, so in the number 1 year, you're listening only to your own counsel. You want to meditate and contemplate, because if you're listening to your own counsel, you don't want to be in monkey mind all the time. You do need to sit down and to calm yourself, calm your mind, calm your brain, and then strengthen your powers of concentration. Okay? So that's what meditation does, and it gives you information and answers that you cannot get when you're running around like a maniac. All right? So quiet your mind. Self-confidence is to be cultivated in a 1 year and a determination to fulfill your own desires. It's all about you, okay? So go for it. It's Frank Sinatra's song, I'm going to do it my way. And you can throw in these boots are made for walking too, okay? It's all in the family. All right, so a number 2 year is a year that is quite opposite than the number 1 year. The number 2 year is more about the other person. And you can see on my Facebook page, I have this handy little chart, which I absolutely adore. And this chart gives you the key word for each year, okay? So the 1 year, you can see on my Facebook page here, of course, now I'm looking for it. The 1 year is beginning, okay? 2 years about connecting, okay? So after you've established yourself with your new beginnings, you're going to be connecting. The 2 year supports relationships. This is here to focus on making the best of your relationships, whether they be personal friendships, romantic partnerships, clients, coworkers, children, and so on, okay? You get the picture. But remember, the relationship with yourself is first and foremost the most important. Know thyself, right? So go inward, get in touch with yourself. It's a good year to be quiet and to be in that self-help kind of mode, okay? Decisions will be made in a 2 year. You want to take your time. Details are important. That you don't want to be overlooking details and rushing around, especially you impulsive types like you number five or you Aries people. You know, take your time if you're in a 2 year. Take into account how your actions and decisions affect others. A year, and it can be a year to find love. It can. The 2 and the 6 years are definitely the vibration of the number supports new love, okay? Or deepening your love that's already existing. Okay, a year to decide if you want to take your partnership to the next level or possibly let it go. And that could be any partnership. It could be romantic. It could be business-wise, client-wise, friendship, that kind of thing, okay? So we're moving on to the 3 year. If you find yourself in a 3 year, your key word is creating, okay? That's your key word, creativity. So the 3 year is all about that, okay? And it's meant to be fun. But let me tell you, the first half of usually of a 3 year, it still could be still, the energy could still be worked out with the relationship area. So if you don't find yourself in immediate bliss come January 1st, when you're in your 3 year, you'd be like, shit, Jen, you were wrong. This sucks. Okay. But that just means you're really sorting out and clearing up and clearing out relationships. So important. So we don't want to just cut that off and tell yourself, oh, I'm in the 3 year, so I don't need to focus on relationships anymore. No, no. Wrap it up, okay? So then we move into our 3 year, all right? So it is all about fun and your bliss. Follow your bliss, okay? So it says, as the months wear on here, the 3 year starts to lighten up. This is what I've written here. I'm reading exactly what I've written on my website. Okay, dive into what excites you. Follow your urges. They're leading you to where you need to be. A year of exploring your options, thinking of doing something new, go for it. Try it out. No heavy decisions, all right? Give yourself permission to take a break from heavy decisions, all right? You're just exploring. Just call yourself an explorer in a 3 year, okay? Communication is highlighted, okay? Messages are everywhere. Pay attention to songs on the radio, words that you hear in conversation, not just with you, but other people. Synchronicity, and don't turn down any invitations. Go to that party. Look good and smile. First impressions do matter in a 3 year. And, you know, if you follow your bliss, you're going to be doing most of the work, because then the situations, the people, that all falls into place. Okay? Got it? You got your work then cut out for you. Have fun in a 3 year and create. Okay? Be creative. So we're moving into a 4 year, and that's more of a building year, okay? So that's not as fun and carefree as far as, you know, that kind of three energy where everything's a party, but that does not mean it's not, you know, awesome, okay? So a 4 year, it's I have here, you know, so you're done, well, not you're done, but you had fun exploring your options, you know, and being really creative last year, and it's super, but this is the year to get to work. You know, your nose to the grindstone, take what you learned last year and put it into motion. The 4 year is all about building the foundation for the future, a strong foundation in all areas, financial, health, spirituality, relationships, etc. Leave no stone unturned. It's a great year to study, go back to school. Any weak area in your life must be strengthened. You will be glad that you were so diligent, okay? And the reason is because the 5 year is all about change, baby, all about change. And you want to be ready, be prepared. It's about change and opportunity. All right, so opportunity abounds in a 5 year, year of changes, an outward year where you must be at your best, look your best, okay? have all your ducks in a row, have your resume ready. Okay, you're really putting yourself out there. You're shamelessly promoting yourself if you're starting a new business or doing anything with work, career. You know, highlight your good points. If you're at work, shine your light. Do not hide it, okay? Do not care about anybody else's feelings of inadequacy. So what, you're shining so bright, you make everybody else look like a pile of dirt. It does not matter. Anyway, life matters not about anybody else. It matters about you because everybody's a player on your stage. You wrote the script or are writing the script, okay? You're the director and you're the editor. You can change anything. And, you know, if you don't like the people surrounding you, it's not them, it's you. So look at you. What in you is a reflection of what you're seeing in them. Do you get that? So this is it. It's really important in a 5-year to really realize that you have the power to create your reality. You do it anyway. You do it anyway. So you really want to make sure that you're on top of your game in a 5-year. And again, it all goes back to so many things. Exercise, eating. Like I just started doing Pilates again today after taking like probably a month and a half off. I really hate saying that because I'm sickened by it. Because I know the consequences, right? So low energy, depression, want to sleep all the time. You know, and as soon as I get back into it again, and getting back on the cleanse, which I'm doing right now. And it's just like I'm on top of the world. I feel freaking fantastic. Not all the time, but it helps me keep myself high as many minutes out of the day as I can. And that way I can just feel the momentum picking up in my life. I know is going to reflect that. All right, so 5-year, be really, really diligent in what's going on inside of you, okay? So business is highlighted in a 5-year. Use the energy of the 5 to move forward fearlessly. Travel is a must. I mean, a 5-year so supports travel. Why not? Even if they're just short trips to the beach or whatever. Having fun is required in a 5-year. Romance, fun with the family and children, you can do and have it all in a 5-year. And a side note, here's this little side note. If it does get too crazy and the energy gets too nutty, you need to give yourself permission to take some time out and regroup. So, you know, you can go in your room for just a little while. You know what I mean? Reboot, just short little reboots. But definitely you want to use the energy and be out there, okay? All right, so use that energy in a 5-year. A 6-year is all about responsibilities. Now, that's a bit different than your 5-year because now we're sort of getting more grounded, paying attention more to the home and the family. So the 6-year is one of responsibility. No glossing over or sugarcoating things. I mean, especially where it comes to your health, you guys. If you're in a 6-year, take this as a kick in the butt to get your act together health-wise, okay? There's no time like the present when it comes to that. Take time to revamp your diet and exercise program. This will pay off big time. Be prepared to be of service in a 6-year. The 6 is the ultimate mother vibration, the nurturing vibration. You may be nurturing, mothering others this year. Also, time to get over, it's the time to go over your budget. Like, you know, if finances are foggy, you're not too sure, don't ignore it. It won't be worth it. So really don't procrastinate in these important areas in a 6-year. So you want to go over your budget. You definitely want to make your home a priority, whether you're redecorating, whether you're thinking of moving, whether you're selling, whether you're buying, people moving in, people moving out, you know, shifts and changes in the people living in your space, okay? People could be dying, people could be being born, that kind of thing. So your home, your domestic scene, is your hot spot for the 6-year, okay? Be prepared to be there a lot and think about it a lot, okay? Let's see. We're moving on here with also with the 6-year. We've got close personal relationships, very important. You will probably be nurturing others more than they you. But remember, nurturing the relationship with yourself is just as important. You need to keep yourself as high as possible, okay? So we're looking for love, huh? And a 6-year, if you are, you can definitely use the energy to find it, all right? But just be prepared. So if you're healthy and you're doing really well and you're exercising, then you're vibrating quite high, and I hold the bar up high. I'm holding my hand up high right now. So if you're going to meet Mr. Right, you know, when you're really flying high, you're going to meet Mr. Right who's flying high, and it's going to be an awesome connection. But if you're still not, you know, there, you're not exercising, or you just started your new eating program, put love on the back burner or romance on the back burner if you're trying to attract someone new. Because let me tell you, if you're feeling low or even if you're with someone, just don't focus on that if you can. You really want to focus on getting yourself high, vibrating high, right? So that way, whoever you're with, if you're an existing partner, or if you're wanting to attract a partner, you're going to get the best out of them instead of getting the worst out of them. I hope you get that because that really is important. All right, moving into a seven-year total inward journey, okay? It is time to say no to parties. It is time to totally hibernate, okay? So the inward journey, and really that's all I have to say about it, but I will elaborate. This is a time for you, Y-O-U in capital letters, a time to meditate, read, journal, in general, take it easy. Not an outward year, but an inward year. Focus on spirituality, focus on learning, going back to school, reading, writing, and the sort of receptive year. Let it come to you. You don't have to be aggressive at all. You don't have to go for it at all. It is the year to let it come to you. And in fact, if you have to push too hard, then you know you're going in the wrong direction. All right? Anytime anything is too difficult, roadblock after roadblock, just take that as a sign. This is your guidance system saying, hey, 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 something's not right here. You know what I mean? This is hard for a reason. Step back. Take a look. There's got to be a better way, okay? So just remember that every day, but also in your 7 year, every day in your 7 year, okay? We've really got the time to take that time to do it. Give yourself permission, write as many permission slips as you can to take time out. So we're talking about a non-aggressive behavior. We're talking about letting it come to you. It's not a fast-paced year. Be okay with that. I know some people are real go-getters. Be okay with being a slow-getter, okay? You know, you're getting to know yourself. You're getting to know what you really want. You're getting to know what's important. And what you're doing is you're preparing yourself for the upcoming year, which is the 8 year. All right? So let's look at the 8 year. The 8 year is about expanding, okay? So it's also about expanding. So, it's also about abundance. Well, like I say, there's like a spectrum there. There's a lack of abundance or there's loads of abundance. Like, okay, so what do you want to manifest, right? What do you want to expand? Well, let's focus on creating abundance instead of what we don't have, okay? It's really important for your mind to be right and in the right direction and going towards abundance in a positive way. So that's what your job is in the 7 year, okay? That's your job, is to get your mind straight, because the 8 year is where it explodes one way or the other, okay? Abundance. This is what Bashar says, okay? The ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Now, isn't that, to me, that is the ultimate description of abundance. The ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Perfect. That is what the 8 year is all about. All the hard work of the previous years is about to be seen, manifested, and realized in the material world. So I do hope you were working on the good stuff, right? And of course you were. So focus on this year is personal power, self-confidence. Okay, so those two things need to be cultivated, all right, for you to really rock out this energy. You want to also rock out the energy of your knowingness. That's why getting in touch with yourself and getting into that knowingness, you know how you just know something. You just know it. You don't have to have any facts or figures. You don't have any knowledge. You don't have to explain. Your brain doesn't have to explain to yourself. Your mind, I should say, doesn't have to explain anything. You know it. So you want to work on that. Okay, that's how you get what you want, okay? You will want to put a lot of energy into your career, into your work, okay? Business is big in an 8 year. It's so important to be focused and realistic and goal-orientated. I mean, the thing is, realistic is like, oh, some people are like, oh, we'll shoot for your dreams. And yes, I totally agree with that. But you have to really be in tune with yourself and know what you really believe, because it's your belief systems that either take you further or limit you. And if you don't believe that you can really rock out this business that you're starting up, then you should maybe analyze it or analyze the belief system of why you don't think you can rock it out, okay? So be realistic with yourself. And just get to know that your beliefs, a lot of times aren't really yours. You could have been spoon-fed them by your parents, your society, friends, lovers, you know. So if you have any kind of limitations or any belief that, oh, no, I can't do that, you know, ask yourself questions. Can I see me doing this in 6 months? Oh, no, it's going to take 2 years. Ask yourself why, you know. Why do I think that? And start to work backwards. Get to the belief and see what you can do about it. You know, there's a lot of ways to eradicate beliefs that no longer serve you or that hinder you, hold you back, or that are just completely wrong, okay? All right, so really important for you to get in touch with your beliefs in your 8 year or before, okay? You want to be realistic, okay? Rapid movement forward is yours if you are, if all of that, if you're realistic, if you're focused, if you know what you believe, what you don't believe, if you are in tune with yourself and know where your thinking is, okay, where your mindset is, okay, you really want to be rocking this year out. It's not a sit back on the couch year at all. All right, so we're getting to the end here. Again, the 9 years all about completion. As soon as I'm done the 9 year, I'm going to take my callers. So completion in the 9 year is the key word, okay? The 9 year, it is the last year of your 9 year cycle. You are actually making way and creating space for next year, which is the 1 year, the new beginning again, okay? We've come full circle here, all right? So this is the year to assess the past 8 years. You know, what do you want to let go of? What are you creating space for? Okay, so let go of what no longer serves you. You're making space for what you really want. So it's important to look at what you want, not what you don't want. Look at what excites you, not what you're scared of. Look at solutions, not problems. I hope this makes sense, okay? This is the year to let go of what no longer serves you. Now, clear out your house, your attic, your basement, your closets. I'm talking physical stuff, guys, okay? Because everything holds energy, because everything is energy. I shouldn't even say everything holds energy. Everything is energy. So if you have crap in your house you don't like, crap in your closet you don't wear, you know, things in your closet just make you feel bad about yourself because you haven't worn it in 15 years because you're too fat. And that's what you tell yourself, which is a pile of crap anyway. But anyway, so just give it away. Give it away. Give it away. All right? Give it away. Keep your living space light and filled with, you know, positive energy, things you love, things you like. Okay? Letting go of old behaviors is also really important in a 9 year, and you'll want to keep this in the forefront of your brain. Letting go of old behaviors, old patterns, old beliefs, friendships, lovers, jobs, etc. Time to get real and let go. All right? Don't hold on to anything that is unnecessary anymore. It's a year that can be challenging, but oh my God, it's liberating and freeing, okay? So you will definitely notice the lighter energy in your house when you let go of things. You clean out your closets, the lighter energy in your body. You clean out the old bad eating patterns. You notice you lighten up. But all these things matter, okay? And all these things you can do on every level. So the 9 year, which is my next year, and I'm actually kind of weirded out by it because I'm thinking, wow, okay, I'm at the end. So really, there's something new that's going to be happening for me in 2017. And it's exciting, but I'm also a little bit like, I don't know, I shouldn't, you know, there is no shouldn't, right? So I don't like that word. And sometimes I don't understand why I'm feeling that way, so I will have to work that out because I want to be excited about my 9 year. All right, so everybody, like I said, you need more information about that. JenYoung888.com, click on the numerology tab, your personal year, and you'll get everything I just said all right then and there. So I am actually going to go to my first caller. And, you know, guys, this if anything happens, we get disconnected, please just call back, okay? I just want to tell everybody that right now in case something does happen. So, hi, you're on with Jen. What is your name?
Hi, Jen. This is Lena. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Lena. I'm well. Tell me what's going on with you.
Oh, you don't want to know. It's been an emotional year. I'm in a 9 year, and I'm just letting go. I have, like, nothing now. I mean, I've been homeless for over a year living in my car. I'm letting go of everything. My dog died. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. I'll be ending school, and I'm going on for my bachelor's, but I'm just, it's been very emotional for me with all this loss that I had to deal with in 3 years. Since my sixth cycle,
yep.
It's been just a spiral effect.
Yep. You've been really going through a lot. And, I mean, obviously you're handling it well, but it's not been easy. But this is 9 years. That's what I was saying. Like, I feel a little bit apprehensive. But, you know, I'm going to try not to let that color it, you know. But definitely, you're doing awesome. And next year, it's got to be better. It's got to be. So, I pulled a couple cards for you. Do you have a grandparent who looks after you, either dead or alive?
No, most of my grandparents have passed when I was born. So, maybe
there
my
is
mother?
Well, the card does say parents. So, no, I got grandparents. So, just think about who comes to mind when you think about your grandparents. There's the grandparent that's with you. And she's helping you tune into your intuition. So you've got somebody by your side. What are your grandparents' names?
Oh, I don't even remember. May was my mother's mother. And My father's father was Joe. I don't really remember the name. I never met them.
You know, and it's funny because I have one grandparent who's with me, and I'm not the only one who, like, came up with that. Like, other people, other healers have, you know, told me that she's with me. So just know that there is a grandparent with you who is helping you. And if you can talk to them and ask them some questions, you're going to hear some information. You're going to hear some internal dialogue. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like I have a deep connection with my mother in spirit.
Well, you probably do as well, but they're saying that grandparents as well. So, now I'm getting some cards here that are just general cards. And so I've got the card that says laughter and love, and the card that says, like, love heals fear. It says the power of your love can help, like, fully angry people. So what all
that you're learning. There you go. I'll just more happy momentarily. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope, you know, and I know that's what you're doing. You're going to school. You're learning a lot. Just you by being yourself, you're helping, you're showing your kids what's really important. You know what I mean?
My son just lost his dog, so it's been very, very challenging for the whole for my whole family life. I mean, for me to live without my kids, it's been really hard. I'm Cancer Rising, and we're lost without our family.
Yeah. Well, you definitely mentor your kids. And like I said, it doesn't matter your circumstances. It's just who you are. Them being in your vibration helps raise their vibration. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah. They always want me around when they have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're there for. So is there some new business venture or some new job or something that's coming up, or an idea? Do you have an idea?
Well, I'm thinking of going back into property management because that's where I have my license, but I have to, it's in an active stage. I have to go get it reactivated. There might be some part-time work coming up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, nothing seems to be stable. You know, I'll get a job and it doesn't last.
Right. But, and you know, there's got to be reasons for that I don't know and you don't know of. But definitely they're saying that they want you to follow through on whatever idea that comes to you that kind of doesn't stay alone, that's, you know, consistent. And they're saying that when you do this, though, it's got to be, like, on your terms, like, how you want to work it, okay? So they're saying don't, like, just do whatever. Put it out there to the universe and help them. Don't just take whatever comes down the pipe because then that's going to be that kind of energy that comes and goes. Yeah.
Because I know in a nine. In a nine cycle, usually nothing is, like, you know, just like I said, stable. You go through a lot of temporary jobs.
Exactly. That's definitely the nine energy. All right. So they want you to just try, if you can, to take it easy and not try to control so much. Make sure your diet, they're saying your diet's important here. As best as you can, keep yourself eating, you know, high vibrational foods and exercising. You can control all this stuff. But that's what's going to help you.
Okay.
Are you going on a trip or a holiday at all?
Not that I know. I don't have money for that.
Okay, then it might be a holiday coming up on a calendar, like July 4th. Okay. July 4th. There's going to be stuff like that. All right. So, you might need a guy, okay?
Okay.
You might, you know, engage in somebody where around the life of the holiday, you might have, like, some feelings or whatever. You might like this person. You'll probably meet them outside, like, you're outside in nature, whether you're at a barbecue or whatever. So pay attention to your outside, and definitely be patient. They're saying, you know, try not to rush anything. Be really patient. They're saying actually the patient part comes with the career. You've got to be even more patient to your career. Mm-hmm. All right, so just know that, you know, just know all the puzzle pieces aren't in yet. They are coming together. And, you know, I love what this card says. It says, what you're asking for is coming about, but have patience, as there are unseen factors that need to occur first. So you're just going to keep in that same energy that you've been in, of just trusting that you are where you're supposed to be, no matter how difficult, you are where you're supposed to be. All right,
okay.
All right, so keep rocking out that 9 years. All right, Lena, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye, honey. Bye-bye. All right, then. Well, she's been going through, it's been a tough go for Lena for quite a few years. So everybody out there, send her a prayer, you know, and just send her, you know, thoughts of success. And I just know that that's the best we can do. When we see people succeeding in our mind's eye, we're doing a lot more good for them than if we worry about people or we stress about people. That's my motto. I always say, you know, instead of worrying about it, pray about it. Now, I need to listen to myself, believe me, because so many times I don't. I get in hot water, I'll get sick or have some problem. I just had myofascial release done, and I cried for a couple of days. I had a headache for a week. It was really bad. I was releasing so much pent-up energy. If anybody wants to know about that, please let me know, because that was one of the best therapies I've ever had of getting the tension and anxiety and the negative energy that's stored in your body over years and years and years, and just getting it out. All right, so my next caller is, hi, you're on with Jen. What's your name, hon?
Hello. Hi there. Hi, this is Cor.
Hi, Cor. Nice to meet you.
It's been a long time since I've spoken.
Oh, has it? So tell me, what year are you in?
Well, gosh, probably I would say since the last, which was probably 8 months ago, a lot of good things have happened, and life has been so much better. I am in a transition of work and life. It's all good.
And
just wanted to see what else was.
See where your vibration is right now, actually, because when we do the cards, it's just a reflection of your vibration, right? So the card, when you first started talking, I was shuffling, and this card flew out, and it's the forgiveness card. So it says here, and this could be what you're already doing, you know what I mean? It says it's time to let go of anger or blame.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hon. So definitely, and if you've been working on that and doing that, it's just like, you know, your higher self, your infinite self is just like, yay, you know what I mean? Clapping your hands, saying good. Okay. So that's definitely people don't realize how much their anger, resentment, blame, how much that holds them back. I mean, it took me 48 years to figure that out, you know, and that's what I'm in the process. Yeah. So, all right. So did we figure out what year you're in? Did you answer that question? I couldn't really.
My birth year?
No. So let me just get some quick information from you. We don't have a whole lot of time, but give me the birth date and month of your...
August 30.
August 30th?
Yep.
Okay. So we take August, which is an 8 month, and we add it to 30, and that's 38. And then 3 plus 8 is 11, right? 11 is... double digits, so 1 and 1 is 2, and then we're going to add that to the number 8, because 2015 is an 8 year, so 2 plus 8 is 10, and 1 and 0 is 1, so you're in a 1 year, you're in the beginning of a brand new 9 year cycle. Wow. So this is definitely your year of new beginnings, hon. That's awesome. Alright, so is there something I'm doing the cards now for you. So is there something that you've been wanting to do that is different or weird or you know, considered weird by other people? Like something that's kind of different than, so you're okay. Mm-hmm. Your angels are saying it is time to make a decision. Okay. So they're saying, I got the decide card. So it says here, it's time to clearly make a decision about what you want. So, If you're on the fence about something and the only reason is because it's different or weird, you know, your higher self is saying, you know, decide, make a decision, and then just make it the right decision and go for it. So you don't want to rush it, but when you decide on something, the universe conspires to help you out, right? And to bring you what you need, to give you what you need. But then a lot of people make a decision, and then they like, wring their hands, and they're like, oh, I don't know, I did it. Should I have not done that? Did I do the right thing? I'm not sure. So all that back and forth energy, that's what the universe is going to give you. Some good stuff, and then some shitty stuff, and then some good stuff. You know what I mean? So whatever you think, whenever you're deciding, don't like sink into the fears or regrets, because if you make a decision, you made it, and then you're just gonna go for it. All right, full on.
Yeah.
Which you're probably like that anyway.
Yeah, and I'm a healer, so I'm my boyfriend's helped me set up my website, and got my cards, and if I ever have to interact with someone, I need to give you a card. So. I'm a makeup artist as well. So the two things I want to fly out and do on my own. But the healing card's like, you need to get your cards out more. And I'm like, oh, but I just want to be like, here's my card. I'm a healer.
That's right. So, I mean, it's good that he's got that practical wisdom and he can guide you that way. That's awesome. So definitely you have a grandparent that is around you too. And your grandparents, I don't know if she or he comes in strong, but that you know that they come in strong, but they're coming in loud and clear. Okay. So definitely they're coming in loud and clear. They're with you, or he or she is with you a lot and constantly guiding you. And I know that because then I got the true card, meaning it is so true. It is so true. It's not just some airy story. All right. So then I'll do a couple more cards. It's definitely you are gifted, and you live and dwell in love. I mean, you really are somebody who is natural, okay? You are doing what you should be doing because you are a natural-born healer. It says here, a couple of cards I got upside down. I got the exercise card upside down. So what's going on with your exercise?
Oh, my God. That's so true. I just cannot seem to get motivated to exercise. I used to be so good. I mean, I just
Let me tell you. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm a pain in the ass because I always do. But let me tell you, you know, your exercise is what cleanses your blood because the oxygen is coming. And your exercise is what allows you to connect even more fully with your intuition and your healing ability. So the cards, both these cards came in upside down, meaning listening to your intuitive feelings and exercise. So once you turn that exercise around, oh my God, you're going to be like flooded with information. And all right, so I'll shut up now. So tell me what you do for exercise, or what you want to do for exercise, or what you're going to do for exercise.
I love yoga. I love doing some qigong, pilates, a lot of walking.
Well, excellent. And I just started back. I'm sorry to interrupt because I only have 90 seconds. So I just started today back with Pilates. So we're shaking virtual hands. I'm shaking your hand right now because you are definitely going to go in that direction. Okay.
Yes.
And then you're going to email me a report. Okay. Promise of after
promise.
You do your first. Okay. I want to hear from you. And you know, just go on my website. You know, the JenYoung888.com and email me.
Uh-huh.
All right, hon. So definitely keep me abreast. And you're in your number one year. We've got new beginnings, so you don't want to waste any time on just slouching around. You really got to get your act together and get moving forward. But it's all about you, you know, exercising, eating well, that kind of thing, and listening to your boyfriend. Okay. All right, sweetie. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Keep in touch. All right. Talk to you later, hon. Bye. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, so much has to do with how we take care of ourselves. I mean, our body is what we use to get information, and how we give information. It's got to be clean and clear. Okay, 10 seconds to go. I'm out of here. Love you all. Adios. Have a great week. See you same time, same place next week. We will be having some fun.